Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. U.S. farm establishments received 14.5 cents per dollar spent on domestically produced food in 2021, a decrease of 1 cent from the revised 15.5 cents in 2020. The figure is the lowest recorded farm share value in nearly three decades. That's according to the USDA's Economic Research Service. The remaining portion of the food dollar, known as the marketing share, covers the costs of getting domestically produced food from farms to a point of purchase, including costs related to packaging, transporting, processing, and selling to consumers. One contributing factor to the 21 decline in farm share was a shift to food away from home spending. Farm establishments typically receive a smaller share of food away from home spending because of a larger amount of value added by outlets such as restaurants. As a result, the farm share generally decreases when food away from home spending increases faster year over year than food at home spending. The USDA is starting to contact farmers about the new census of agriculture. Gary Crawford from the USDA has more.
It was back when this presidential election campaign song was popular.
Tyler, I'm Tippecanoe.
That was the year of the first government census of agriculture, 1840.
And we're currently getting prepared for the 2022 census of agriculture.
That's Hubert Hamer. He runs the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. Every 5 years, there's a census of agriculture. The goal is to identify and get census information from literally
every farmer in the United States.
To that end, USDA has just sent out a letter to
anyone who sold more than $1,000 worth of ag products in the year of 2022.
That letter has information about the census and how to respond to it online. Then next month, USDA will mail out paper census questionnaires for those more comfortable with that.
And I want to thank the farmers and ranchers in advance for the time they take to provide the information. It's very, very valuable. It helps support the ag community and our nation as a whole.
Officials are hoping to get all responses in by mid-February. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
For the third straight week, the nation's average gas price declined, falling 12.4 cents from a week ago to $3.52 per gallon. The national average is down 22.7 cents from a month ago and 14.1 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. The national average price for diesel fell 7.9 cents in the last week and now stands at $5.20 a gallon. GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan says all the metrics look very positive for motorists as this week is likely to continue seeing falling gasoline prices, with many areas falling to the lowest level since Russia's invasion of the Ukraine in February. This is Inside Agriculture.